The Cathedral Home for Children, just north of Laramie, is a boarding school for teens that have had traumatic experiences. Besides providing a safe space, the kids deal with their emotions. This summer, they're trying something new, drumming circles. Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen joined them for their most recent drum circle.
In the middle of the Cathedral Home's campus is a small brick chapel. Inside, a teacher and a couple of community members are putting about 20 chairs into a circle. They unload all kinds of drums, one of which has just been donated, and they don't know much about it.
What kind of skin do you think this is, Bill?
Animal.
Pretty soon, about a dozen teen boys walk in the door. A couple of them look skeptical, while others go straight for the drums sitting in the middle of the room. For some, it is their first drum circle, but at least one has been before and even brought a drum he made himself.
I kind of made it out of rubber, twine, a balloon, some tarp, and duct tape. Kind of threw it together and just started playing it, and it sounded cool, so I liked it.
The whole idea for a drum circle came from Caroline Brewer, a teacher at the Cathedral Home. She got the idea when she noticed her students tapping on desks and chairs in the classroom. Brewer says she recognized it as a coping mechanism and thought it could be an opportunity to introduce her students to music. Brewer has played the violin since she was 7 and says music can be a powerful tool.
It can be a person's yoga. It can be a person's journaling. It can be something that helps calm and ease and cope and speak.
There weren't any drums at the school, so Brewer asked her students to get creative and make their own drums, like the one the student brought today. They used recycled materials like flower pots, 5-gallon buckets, and duct tape, but there still wasn't anyone to lead the circle. So Brewer asked for help.
I reached out into the community to see if we had someone to lead a drum circle, because I don't know anything about percussion. Ended up making a good friend here, Jean Kushnitsky.
Kushnitsky has been drumming since a friend introduced her to it 25 years ago.
Once I started drumming and could feel that rhythm within my body, it was just amazing. So I've been kind of drumming ever since.
2 years ago, Kushnitsky started the community drum circle in Laramie when she wanted to find others to play with. She says she drums when she feels scattered or angry, as it brings her back to a quiet place.
One beat that's called the heartbeat, and it's kind of like that, and it kind of centers us, you know, because that's the first beat we are accustomed to being in the womb, our mother's heartbeat.
At the drum circle, the students and the community members sit down in the circle of chairs. Everyone has picked out a drum they'd like to play, but before they begin, each of them goes around the circle and shares their own drumming experience.
When my husband died 3 years ago, I went to my drum.
I never really had experience with drums, but I've always liked music. I mean, I write lyrics, and I rap, and I like to sing, too.
But I like to drum just for relaxation and sometimes just for the plain fun of it. And I'm not very musically inclined, so I can do it on a drum or I can on something else.
Then they begin.
Okay, so we're going to start out with the heartbeat and think about gratitude and thanksgiving.
For the next 30 minutes, they take turns starting the beat, each time a different rhythm. They drum sitting, standing, and walking around the circle. Before they wrap up the last rhythm, Kushnitsky reminds them of the heartbeat.
That steady rhythm kind of tells us everything's okay and that we're safe.
The kids are visibly energized by the drums as they continue to tap on them while they help to pack up the room. The student who made his own drum says he likes playing alone, but he also likes having other people to drum with.
I guess it's a lot more fun playing with other people than just by yourself, because then you have kind of a beat to go along to, and you can kind of influence other people to make a certain beat too.
Brewer says this kid's enthusiasm isn't unique.
I certainly had kids already ask, well, when's the next drum circle? We want to do it again.
The kids leave the chapel and head to their next activity. Brewer says she isn't certain when the next drumming circle will be. In the meantime, the kids will be able to take the drums they made in class back to their dorms to keep the beat going. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.